Welcome to A Time for Change, presented by Citi. I'm Marquise Francis, joined by Alexis Christophorus and Anjali Kimlani. As Americans are looking forward to spending lots of money this holiday season and actually paying prices highest they've been in decades, let's talk toys. First, for the good news. While consumer prices rose 6.8% last month compared to the same time last year, the cost of toys is up relatively a modest 1.2%.
And now for the bad news. Because of supply chain problems, you may not be able to find the specific toy you're looking for. Let's bring in Lisa Williams, who has a doctorate in supply chains and is the founder of a company that makes a diverse collection of dolls. Lisa, thanks so much for joining the program. Really great to have you here. And I want to talk about, first of all, your career path. You left academia to start this company, World of Entertainment, Publishing and Inspiration, and created dolls with different skin tones, body shapes, and they're now sold in Walmart, Target, on Amazon, and other places. Looking at everything that's going on right now, especially with the supply chain issues, how is that holding up this year for you in terms of, you know, the supplies and the shipping? And is there a difference in retail versus online that you're seeing?
Yes, we are seeing a difference. First of all, thank you for having me. And yes, the supply chain is most definitely having its fun with us. We are experiencing some challenges with our supply chain, but we plan for it. I mean, it didn't come as a surprise. And so we, in partnership with our retailers, actually were working to deliver earlier to make sure that there would be product on the shelf.
And Lisa, jumping in here, I think when a lot of people think about supply chain issues, they're kind of envisioning toys being held up on ships at a dock and no one is taking them off. Is it that simple, or is it a bit more complicated what you're working with right now?
It is a little bit more complicated. There are several things that are factoring into the supply chain crisis that we're seeing. So, of course, COVID has a huge impact. And that's because we were all locked in our homes for safety reasons because of COVID. And what happened, in addition to us gaining weight, speaking for myself, is that we were gaining in our increase of desire for products. And so we now have a pent-up demand. And so now you have a pent-up demand with limited supply, and you have the supply chain crisis, which means it's taking longer to get the product to the retailer. All of that is creating this increased demand, which is also affecting inflation. So no, there are a lot of things that go into it, from the manufacturing to shipping, freight forwarding, warehousing, and then ultimate delivery to the retailer.
Lisa, you're not the only one with the COVID-15, as I like to call it, don't worry. You're not alone there. But I want to dig into that a little bit, because obviously from the start of the pandemic, we've seen the supply chain really pressured. Going back to early in the pandemic when factories in China were shut down, for example, that was, you know, one part of it. And now in the past years, we've seen different reasons why there have been limitations on the supply chain. Most recently, labor shortages have been one of them. So it's really affecting so many different industries. I wonder, you know, across the board, whether it's transportation or otherwise, do you see this lasting a really long time?
I do. And I think it's going to be based upon what industry. And to your point, which is a brilliant one, is that we're seeing lots of shortage. We're seeing some shortage of raw materials, and that's what we're seeing in like the beverage industry. We're seeing a shortage of employees, like in warehousing and in other aspects of transportation. So all of those shortage from raw materials to human shortage is creating to exacerbate this. We're not going to see a change, I don't think, until we start to see that change. So I am predicting generally, if we're very optimistic, we may see this come to an end in about 8 months. More likely, it'll be more like a year to 18 months. However, if we're talking about the beverage industry, I, like other experts, assume it's going to be more like 2025 to 2026 when we actually start to see a break in the shortages in the beverage industry.
Wow. I think a lot of people just held their breath. They're like, wow, so I go to the bar and I have to wait a few years to get my beer. But Lisa, I want to ask you about the toys specifically. You started selling Positively Perfect in 2009, well before we obviously had this racial reckoning in this country and before Black Lives Matter was even a thing. So I'm curious, what kind of changes have you seen in the marketplace personally as a Black female founder, or just more generically in the marketplace for such toys as you're selling?
That's a brilliant question. And you're right. We did start well before the crisis that we're seeing now in social unrest. And really, I was a very happy and successful professor. I was at several leading academic physicians. And as a matter of fact, I was the highest ranking person in my field. But I actually saw a little girl having some saying that she did not like her skin tone and saying that she thought that her skin was actually nasty. And that really broke my heart. And so from that day, I started creating dolls that would represent the beauty and brilliance in all children of all ethnicities. So we make sure that not only do we custom blend the skin tones, but that we also make sure that the face sculpts are authentic as well. We actually call them one of a kind pieces of art. And so we've seen the demand for our dolls continue to increase because one of the things that social unrest did do is it brought us to greater awareness of the need that we need to have in diversity so that children see not only themselves, but their classmates when they're playing.
Definitely. I think last year's protests have really put a spotlight on this. Lisa, you're touching a really important point. I do have to pivot, though, to looking more at the economy. You know, we recently saw the producer price index numbers out today and seeing overall wholesale inflation has jumped 9.6% in the past year. And this follows news from last week that consumer prices have increased by 6.8%, marking a 39-year high. How do you see this impacting business?
It's going to continue to be a challenge for us in business because, you know, we're outpacing what the Fed had predicted. Your numbers are absolutely correct. We were expecting something closer to 2% and we're seeing, you know, three times that. So it is something because it means that our raw materials are going to be more expensive, which along the way means we're going to simply have to pass at least some of that cost onto the retailer and then they will pass some of that on to the consumer. So all of us need to buckle in, as we say, and be prepared for these higher prices until we see strategies and plans in place to actually mitigate some of this this inflation.
And Lisa, I want to go back a little bit because you said something really poignant. You said you were at the top of your industry. You were doing such amazing things in academia. And then you just pivoted and said, I'm going to jump headfirst into entrepreneurship. And for a lot of people, that's just astounding. And obviously, you've been so successful. But I'm curious, what was one of those tough lessons you had to learn early on to understand this is a different ballgame you were putting yourself into?
You know, the hardest thing that I had to learn is that to trust myself. I did have, you know, much education. I do have a PhD in supply chain management and business and marketing. So I understood. But I was coming into an area that I had no explicit education in. I did not know anything about the toy industry or fashion industry, all of which is required to produce the dolls that we do. But what I had to learn is that the passion and desire that I had to create to make society a better place so that all children could see themselves, that itself was a qualification that enabled me or allowed me to play in this field. So having that equipment of self-confidence with the education has helped me to achieve the success that I have. But it really was hard when you're moving into something you've never done before and there's no one there that was mentoring you. It's very challenging. So obviously it leaned on me to actually begin to truly trust myself.
Well, it also puts you ahead of the curve, as we've seen in the past year, the Great Resignation, as it's known, a lot of people quitting their jobs, jumping into something new, or at least hoping to find the time to do so. What would your advice be to those that are searching for jobs right now or looking to jump into something new?
Well, you know, you're right about the Great Resignation. And again, that came as another one of the benefits from being home during COVID. As we all sat there and worked from our homes, we began to assess our lives and what we were doing for our careers and to see if this really what I want to do. And a large number of us said, no, I want to do something else. I want to do something that actually, you know, makes my heart sing. So for those of us or those that are thinking about making changes or that have already done so during the Great Resignation, I say, look at your skills. Really look at what you enjoy doing. Have a clear list of what you want to make yourself happy and to be a contribution to the next organization. And perhaps the next organization is the one that you create. But having a clear list of your strengths, the opportunities that exist in the marketplace, and what you can do to make a difference. All of that combined with your skills, obviously, will actually help to make that transition a smoother one.
I'm sure that recipe also calls for a little bit of luck and a little bit of courage as well. Oh, yes. We'll have to leave it there. Lisa Williams, World of EPI founder, thanks so much for being here.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.